If you're a grasshopper, listen up. If you're an ant, you'll relate. A growing number of participants are starting to view the thrift savings plans a little differently than they have in the past. For the first time, assets in the G Fund match those of the C Fund, and that's good if you're worried about a financial winter. Greg Klingler is Director of Wealth Management for the Government Employees Benefits Association. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco why TSP participants are viewing the market just a little bit differently now.
The TSP plan, from an asset allocation standpoint, it really is changing pretty dramatically and has been over the last 10 years or so. From my perspective, there's three factors that I'm seeing that are creating this change. The first factor is just the pure organic growth of the C Fund. Over the last 10 years, the C Fund's averaging over 8.5% returns. And more importantly, over the last 5 years, it's averaging almost 16% returns. When you compare that to the G Fund, which over 10 years is averaging about 2.4, and over the last 5 years is only averaging about 2.08%, you're seeing the situation where the assets in the C Fund are just growing organically much, much faster than the G Fund. And that right there is leading to a disproportionate growth and level of assets in the C Fund. So now at this point, we're looking at about 36% of TSP plan assets in the C Fund and 36% plan assets in the G Fund, which we have not seen before. One of the other things that I'm seeing this a lot more on a personal level, is we see a lot of people in their 50s, their 60s, and their 70s. They're now finally starting to get comfortable with the market. They took their lumps in 2007, 2008, and the beginning of 2009 during the Great Recession. And now they're starting to get comfortable. We've had 9 years of pretty consistent growth. And they're starting to jump into the equities with both feet, primarily into the C Fund, because the C Fund is the fund that has equity exposure that people understand. I'm seeing that on a personal level, day to day. But when you look at the plan as a whole, you're also seeing the same trend. I think $2 billion went out in January out of the G Fund, and $1.4 billion went into the C Fund. So you're seeing that both on a personal level and on a plan level. And the last thing that's been changing the allocation a little over the years is the L funds. The L funds were a very good addition to the TSP program. It brought in professional diversification, professional management to people who may not have been all that financially savvy. And what people invest in the L fund allows them to do is now they're investing in things that they may not have invested in the first place. 20% of all plan assets now are located in one of the multiple L funds out there. And that is bringing more investments in the S fund and the I fund in particular, but also you're seeing some investments in the C fund out of those L funds as well. So for those three reasons, you start seeing this dramatic shift in assets moving from the G fund to other locations.
Have you been getting a lot of questions from GIBA members or federal employees coming to you about some of the volatility that we've seen in the stock market lately? Is that a concern that they're having?
Yes, it is a concern. And frankly, I think it's a good concern for people to be having. And that's making people pause and kind of step back a little bit and understand that the market as a whole, it does go up and down. The market will correct. It's only a matter of time. And one of the keys to investing is you want to buy low and you want to sell high. We've had 9 years of run-up, 9 years of pretty consistent returns associated with the market. So most people would argue that we're probably closer to the higher end of the market than we are to the lower end. So yes, people are questioning whether they're in the right diversified portfolio. People are beginning to get a little bit more concerned about risk than they had been back in January. But at the end of the day, there are still more people jumping into the market with both feet, trying to get involved in the gains of the market. And most of the people that I see personally are in their 50s, 60s, or 70s, just pre-retirement, or people actually in the retirement who are taking on probably more risks than their risk tolerance and their investment time horizon really should allow for.
Any piece of advice that you might give that group of people, or really anybody who's looking at this and is trying to evaluate if they're in the right places here?
One of the most important things that the TSP has done is they have created those L funds, you know, professionally diversified funds that bring people in a situation where they can choose a assumed amount of risk based on when their expected retirement date is. So the L2020 fund would be for somebody who would be looking to retire and take their money starting in 2020. That is one of the easiest and first places that I generally recommend that federal employees go when it comes to making a diversified portfolio. But a lot of federal employees, they've come from the private sector. They have spouses in the private sector. They have money in multiple different places. TSP is a very, very powerful accumulation tool. Frankly, one of the best accumulation tools out there because the fees are so low, because you invest in indexes and indexes have done very well over the years. But if you have money outside it, how do you create this holistic portfolio, taking into account all of your assets everywhere they may be, taking on potentially more risk in assets you plan on keeping for the long term and less risk for assets you plan on spending in the short term to maybe fund the first couple of years of retirement? I'm not above recommending people. You know, we have a financial advising arm over at GIBA. Sometimes you just need a professional. If you're not financially savvy enough to do it yourself, sometimes you need to look for somebody who knows what they're talking about, who has taken the time to earn your trust, and has taken the time each and every day to continue to earn your trust. We use professionals to cut our meat, to clean our houses, to mow our lawns. There's no reason why you shouldn't look, if you need to, for a professional to help you manage your money and plan for your retirement.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about the retirement proposals that we saw again in the budget. And, you know, from different people that I've spoken to, there seems to be a little bit less concern about them, considering the fact that Congress is looking at a two-year budget deal that pretty much sets spending caps. But this is a two-part question. One, are you getting the same level of concern that maybe you got last year or in previous years about some of these proposals? And then two, I mean, what's your perspective on them? You know, should people be concerned about them?
What I have seen is because most of the things that have been brought up in the 2019 budget proposal, they were the same things that were brought up in the 2018 budget proposal. And as we all know, most of the negative consequences to federal benefits did not happen for this year. So I think because of that, it's created a bit of a watered down effect where people think, okay, it didn't happen last time. It probably won't happen this time. And that's probably something reasonable that they could consider. The whole budget proposal thing, it's a philosophy of the administration. It's what the administration is thinking right now in the short and intermediate term. It does not mean it's going to turn into legislation. From a personal standpoint, I've seen most people, they seem most concerned about the rates of the G fund. But as you know, the 2019 proposal also talks about getting rid of the cost of increase adjustment for FERS employees, talks about getting rid of the Social Security supplement. It tinkers with the federal employee health benefits and the subsidization of different funds. So overall, people are still concerned, but I definitely don't see as large of a concern as I saw a couple of months ago when they were getting the budget for 2018 in order. My recommendation for people, for federal employees, as they move through this process, is you can only control what you can control. You can control the growth of your assets. You can control what you're investing in. One of the strongest tools to control that is using your thrift savings plan, making sure you get your match, making sure you're invested in the most appropriate risk category to maximize your return, but also, like I said, in accordance with your risk tolerance and your investment horizon. In addition, as we look to these question marks associated with cost of living increase adjustments, another important thing is to really look at your liabilities, look at the debt. You do not want to retire neck deep in debt. If something were to happen, it makes you a lot less flexible in how you can help spend your money. So retiring with large assets that you focus on now, focus on growing now, and less debt is really going to put you in a place where you're going to be comfortable. And if none of these changes happen, that's great. It'll actually set you up for a better retirement or set you up for a position where you can leave more money to your heirs.
That's Greg Klingler, Director of Wealth Management at the Government Employee Benefits Association, or GEBA, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Check out her story at federalnewsradio.com.